Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, to help me share some insight is Johnny Lama Ridgway. He's our Vice President of Multifamily Consulting here at Lifestyles. And John has been out on the road for the last couple of months, traveling around, meeting with members, taking care of life's experiences, some vacation time, travel, just really living life at the speed of 100 miles an hour, if anything less, living in a motor home. So John's got a lot to share with us, I think, today, because he's been out in the real world where we live in this tender little protected world of Lifestyles Unlimited, where everybody's successful, everybody's happy, everybody's becoming wealthy, and everybody's retired. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I can't wait to hear what is it like to be out on the road amongst real people that have real problems, challenges, and don't live in this little panacea world that we live in. Share with us what you found on your tour.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, as you said, we travel quite a bit. We have a motorhome and spend significant amounts of time on the road, spend a lot of time in Colorado this past summer. And one of the interesting things that I heard, and I guess my first takeaway from the trip is in talking with people that we've met and come across, is that everybody is really happy with where our economy is. And one of the ways in the RV world that we realize that things are going well is that it is more difficult to get reservations at the RV parks as we travel. And that was quite a bit of conversation this summer as we were talking with people. It got brought up at several different times about how much more difficult it is to get these reservations, to get spaces in not only the really nice RV parks, but also even some of the middle of the road ones. And the other component to that that adds to that as to a really good feeling about where the economy is overall is the increased sales of motorhomes, travel trailers, things like that. So there's more people spending discretionary income to get into this lifestyle, travel more. And so along that, it's all been pretty positive. With that said, I still came across a strong undercurrent from people of that fear of financial insecurity. So people that we met that were working towards retirement were continually questioning, how do we produce the income necessary to continue to live this lifestyle, either on a full-time basis or as significantly more than what they're currently doing? And a lot of people that we came across in the, over the summer were still working. And so they would have, maybe they've been with their companies long enough, so they're up to that 3 weeks of vacation, kind of take it all at once, do these longer trips, but they were really stumbling with how do we produce the income necessary to continue to do what it is that we're doing. Also came across several people who had just recently retired, and what I saw there was the fear was, will I have enough money to last me for the rest of my life? Because they've been working. Their max, their max earning power, their max earning days are now behind them. So they're making less than they were. Most of them had a, some type of 401k, Social Security, some type of retirement plan. But there was a kind of a hoarder's mentality of, I want to spend the money. I want to have fun. I want to now do the things that I want to do, but they're not really sure whether they are going to have the financial means to do it. One of the things that is taught in the Lifestyles Unlimited two-day financial freedom program is there's two graphs. One is a typical graph of what's expected of someone's earning power today, and that is the like our parents told us, get good grades, go to a good school, work hard, get out, get a job, work until you retire, and then hope you die before you run out of money. And in that income model, what we see is the income over the years when you either first get out of school or first enter into the workforce is that, it increases every year. But at some point when you stop working, it drops off. And it's a lot of the people that we came into contact with this summer were in that they were just experiencing that drop off, and sometimes a significant drop off in income because they had stopped working, and they're still trying to figure out how are they going to manage on the lower income. Will they be able to do some of the fun things in retirement while maintaining some semblance of lifestyle without bankrupting themselves? We have some friends that he is getting ready to retire at the end of this year, and he is, as he's going through this process, he's already talking about his next job. He's going to retire from the job that he's in, his main job that he's had, built his career in. But he's already talking about, we've laughed with him about it. It's like, am I going to see you as the Walmart greeter next time I go there? But he has that fear of economic insecurity, that can he really make it with the money that he has saved? And so
John, let me ask you a question, John. Why would he give up his job that is his expertise, his long time breadwinning position, to quit to go back to work at some lesser position? Why would they do that?
Well, he would do it just so that I think he'd be willing to do it part time. Get the commute. He works in downtown Houston, so he's got a fairly lengthy daily commute. So some of those life-changing, lifestyle-type changes appeal to him. So he is a, don't want to do the commute. And again, it's that he's eligible to retire. He's says he's in pretty good shape to do so, but there's still that fear of, do I really have enough? Because, once he quits that big job, you're pretty much out of that arena, and it's difficult, if not impossible, to go back and try to get back into that. And so,
yeah, how would he know, John? How do they rationalize, if they're looking at it from the outside, how do they rationalize they have enough to retire? How are they calculating that? Well, we got to go to break now, so I want to hear this answer, so we'll pick it up when we come back. I'm really curious to see how they go, what analysis process they go through to figure out that they have enough to live off. Because really, there's so many guesstimations there. You know, what kind of health problems can you have? What does the economy do? You know, are you going to downsize your cost of living, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much to take into account in trying to make a guess of what you're going to do for the next 10 or 20 years without income coming in. It's kind of scary. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Johnny Lama Ridgway and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Johnny Lama Ridgway, I'm Vice President of Multifamily Consulting for Lifestyles. And John's just come back from a world tour and sharing some of the insights that he's picked up by being out there around what we call normal people, the people that have not learned how to retire and become self-sufficient and wealthy for the rest of their life. So, John, as we went to break, I was asking you a question. How do these people make an analysis that they can survive? For our side, it's very easy. We replace our earned income with passive income, so we're in the same boat or better than we ever were. And if you're like I am right now, I'm sitting here, I purchased two apartment complexes last month. I've got three more on the table right now that I'm looking to get into. And so I'm growing my investments, growing my wealth, and concede that not only will I make the same amount, I'll make more money in the future, and so I can sleep at nights. How are these guys rationalizing if they just pull the plug on the income that they can survive?
Yeah, that's a great question, you know, and that's actually the exact question that got me looking for Lifestyles Unlimited 12 years ago, and actually about closer to 14 years ago now. And you know, because several people have heard my story, but it started in one of these corporate 401k meetings where they were walking us through the process to answer this exact question: how much will you need in retirement? And so I was going through this process and sitting through this 401k meeting. I actually had to sit through eight of them of the same meeting repeated in one day because I was the regional vice president and the top executive in our office. And so they wanted me at every one of them, you know, kind of the speed of the leader type thing. And so I got to hear the same thing over and over and over. And the story that they were telling was, you know, hey, you need to contribute to your 401k and so that when you retire and you have this large drop off in, you know, in earned income, that you will have this, you know, enough money set aside. And the formula that they used is really what tipped me off personally to that plan doesn't work. That map is the incorrect map. And what they said was that, you know, when you retire and you start drawing down the money, that number one, your house payment will go away because your house will be paid off. And I'm like, oh, I understand. I get that. And then it's like, but wait, my house payment, the principal and interest portion of my house payment, it's really not that large of a percentage of my income, especially as I was getting older, especially as I was, we'd been in the same house for a long period of time, which I know a lot of our listeners are in this same position. And so that big payoff that they were talking about in this in this seminar and presentation really turned out to not be that big of a deal. The second one was their statement was, oh, put it in the 401k today, because when you retire, you'll be in a much lower tax bracket. And, you know, at first it's like, oh, yeah, because I'm making, you know, less, and, you know, Social Security will be less. Whatever income comes out, it's going to be significantly less. And again, it was like, but wait, if I'm at a significantly lower tax bracket, then that means I'm making significantly less income. And therefore, my quality of life and my lifestyle is going to be less than what it was if I follow this map and if I follow this plan. And so, you know, getting back around to the original question of how are people, you know, doing it today, and we'll go back to the friend I was talking about, and, you know, they look at it the same way because that's the map they were given. He happens to work for a company that has a pension, so he will have sort of a pension of a Social Security. So that's kind of the starting point of that. It is significantly less than what he was making, but he's now down to his 401k and managing that for income. You know, if you look at what 401ks have produced, you know, dividend-wise, or the stock market, let me say the stock market, because 401ks actually have a lot of different investment instruments in it. The, you know, if we look at the stock market, the dividends, or, you know, the distributable profits that are going back to shareholders is in the, you know, 1.5 to 2.5% range. And so it takes a significant amount of capital in order to, you know, to produce the cash flow necessary to maintain the current lifestyle that they're accustomed to, and, you know, and they want to keep on that same path. And so I think that's where that, you know, that fear of economic insecurity comes in, is the, you know, do I have enough wealth? Do I have enough assets, you know, built up in my 401k to offset the lost income, you know, or the difference between, you know, what I'm getting in Social Security and my, you know, and what is needed for me to maintain my current lifestyle. And that's the, you know, in at 1.5 to 2%, that's a, you've got to have a lot of money in there to make that happen. And then the other component is that once it does come out of that 401k, whether it's self-directed, whether it's been moved in to an IRA, is you are going to pay taxes on it. And, you know, it's those types of retirement investments are not tax-free. They're tax-deferred. And so if you're going to have the similar income in order to maintain the similar lifestyle, then you're going to be paying taxes on that money that's coming out. If you're trying to just merely offset what it is that you were doing, then, you know, there's a chance you're going to start eating into the principal, which creates a whole nother calculation.
Yeah, I'm going to throw on top of that as we go to break here. Where's the money for the insurance, that beautiful insurance plan you had when you worked in corporate America? Now you got to come out and replicate that out of your pocket. Are you ever going to have a new car? How are you going to do capital replacements or repairs on your home? There's all kinds of things that I would think to want to add into that cost of living. We'll be right back with John Lama Ridgway and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Johnny Lama Ridgway, the vice president of Multifamily Consulting in Lifestyles Unlimited, and John's been traveling the countryside the last couple of months. He's brought back some insights. So, John, kind of a segue from, okay, these people are at the age they've got to retire, and I brought up the fact they have to have health insurance, and then, you know, you've gone through some stuff that's rather eye-opening, had some people around you that have gotten sick or become ill, and some that even passed, and as you go through that yourself and the people around you as you went through that experience, does it give you some insight into the fact that life isn't forever and that somewhere along the line you better figure out how to retire before it's too late? Or is that just something that doesn't come to mind because you're in the middle of all the turmoil of the challenges of the illness?
Yeah, it's a very good question. We've had, as we age, as, you know, late 50s, early 60s, things start to happen in life, not only to us, but to our loved ones and those around us. And so, you know, a couple of the things that, that have personally impacted our family is that we have a relative very close to us, same age in the same age category, that's been diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia. And so when I look at it and the plans that they had, they had been talking for years about, hey, when we retire, where they were going to move to, what they were going to do, the activities that they were going to have, those are now not, they're just not there and they're not available to them. Furthermore, his wife is not in a position to retire yet. So she's still working full time and trying to manage the care, and hope that she's calculated out. She has about 2 years left to put them in a tenable retirement position. And, she's just hoping that she can make it to that benchmark. Debbie and I had another close friend who was a couple of years ago diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Again, same age, kids went to school together, and he passed away, and he was still working, was not was geared, heading towards retirement, and kind of had that planned out, but still several years out. And so, yes, I'm very, very grateful for the lifestyles that we are able to do through our investments, through the through the things that I've learned at Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the other things that we've gone through that I think demonstrates this is my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer earlier in this year, had surgery in April, and was, you know, and is now going through chemotherapy. And luckily, you know, had he had a scan a couple of weeks ago, had a meeting with his doctor a couple of days ago that I had the fortune to be there. You know, and it's looking good. It's cancer's still there. It's but it hasn't grown. And, you know, so they feel, you know, with a positive outlook that it's going to be a, you know, that they're on the right track of treatment. You know, he's 82 years old. And so he moved out of his house that he'd been in for probably 30 years and recently into assisted living. And, in you know, that transition has been, that transition's been relatively smooth, you know, working on getting his house ready to sell, prepping it to sell, and which he is now under contract, and that piece of it should be done by the end of September. My mom, and by the way, my parents were divorced long, long time ago when I was 12, and my mom lives in Kansas, and recent kind of short notice visit to her, and we've made the decision together that it's time for her to move from Wichita down here to the Houston area and go into assisted living. She's been in her home for 45 years. And so, you know, when these life events come up, one of the challenges that any of us have, and a lot of us are going through this, is that your time, the required time, changes dramatically and very quickly without warning. When we went through this with Debbie's parents, particularly her mom, Debbie was still working full time. I was working full time in a corporate job. And she was alternating with her siblings. So she was in Florida for a week, like every 3 or 4 weeks, and made several trips. And, you know, for those in the corporate world, when that happens, it's very difficult. It's hard on the family because now you're eating all of your vacation days and sick days taking care of parents. You know, while she was in Florida, it was a, you know, I was here. We had, you know, we had kids, you know, so I was here watching the kids, making sure they got school, practice, fed, all those things. And in no way am I complaining about doing that at all, because it was what was necessary to get done. But I will tell you, it's different today. And, you know, because of my current financial situation, I'm not in corporate America. You know, I don't have that corporate job anymore. That stress and that piece of it is not, you know, I don't have that part of the stress. You know, it's stressful enough going through this, you know, with our parents, with our loved ones. But it I will say, you know, it makes it easier because now that I'm, you know, we're going up to Wichita next week to help mom, you know, get mom packed up. We'll bring her back with us. That, you know, I'm not taking time off from work, and, you know, and able to do that.
Yeah, I can see that as a big difference, because when I worked in corporate America, it was, you know, 60 hours a week minimum, 68 in many weeks. And they almost made you feel like you were, I'm trying to think of the right word for it. I probably can't come up with the exact right word for it. They made you feel guilty, is as close as I can come to it, that you didn't care about your job and so forth. Yeah, it was terrible because you felt bad about what was going on in your life and that.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, and it's a, and a lot of companies talk about family first, and I am a true believer in the family family does come first, and we do what's necessary to take care of the family. But yeah, there was always that pressure of, you know, if, are you really dedicated to the job? And, you know, and kind of going back to our our theme of, you know, that fear of, you know, of economic insecurity, it was always the, even though it's a legitimate reason that I'm not at the office, that I'm taking care of something that really needs to be taken care of, it was, you know, wow, so next time reviews come up, will they remember this? Does this impact me? Does this allow me the opportunity to continue working there long term? You know, does it, you know, does it impact promotions? Does it, and some of that stuff was just, you know, paranoia at times. But, you know, when I relied on and was, you know, dependent upon the company for, you know, to provide that paycheck, all those things go through your mind. And, you know, I would have that funny feeling in the pit of my stomach, even though I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, I don't have that this week.
Yeah, I know the feeling that when I get back, there may not be a job waiting for me. I've had that feeling many times. We're going to take a short break. Be back with the last segment of the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Johnny Lama Ridgway, who's the Vice President of Multifamily Consulting here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And John's been out traveling around the countryside. John, last segment here, you had a couple other ideas, comments you wanted to make from your travels, what you thought you spent time thinking about that was important to you. Why don't you pick up on where you want to take those last 5 minutes with us here today?
Yeah, that's great. You know, one of the things that I've really realized this, you know, last segment we were talking about some of the health issues that people around us have experienced, some of the things going through with my own parents and, you know, going through that process is, you know, one of the things it really reminded me of is a theory that I heard several years ago, or a philosophy, and it's called the hula hoop philosophy. And it is a, you know, if I put a hula hoop on the ground and I step in the middle of it, the things that I control in my own life, or the things that I have control over, all fit inside that hula hoop. And so I'm responsible for everything inside of the hula hoop, which is basically me. And, you know, my actions, my reactions, the actions that I take. And so, you know, I'm fully responsible for that. And things outside of it, I'm usually powerless over. And so when I divert my energy, attention, and effort on trying to solve or change things that I really have no power over, it's a waste of time. You know, you mentioned that, you know, that as you look for new properties, new opportunities, you know, a lot of that is a result of, you know, selling some properties last year that you and I were in together. And I'm going through the same process. And, you know, one of the things that came up was made an offer on a couple of properties earlier in the spring. I was very excited about the properties. Frankly, really thought that I had them. And was going to be awarded the contract. And, man, we lost out by $1 million. And, you know, we were in second place, strong second, but didn't get across the finish line. And, you know, I was down about that, a little frustrated by that, and, you know, went through all of the self-analysis of, you know, kind of starting out in the, wow, what did I do wrong? It moved quickly into what could I have done differently. And, you know, at the end of the day, the answer to that was nothing. I was, you know, by the time I did that self-analysis, was very comfortable with, you know, with the actions that we had taken. But I could have just let that, you know, it's not fair. That's, you know, it was perfect for me. And I have no control over that particular thing. You know, that's outside my hula hoop. And so things like that, as the older I get, I come to realize the, you know, if you go back to, if you've heard the serenity prayer of, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, you know, that is everything outside of my hula hoop. You know, the courage to change the things that I can, and that's everything within the hula hoop, and the wisdom to know the difference. And, you know, if we focus on controlling the things that we control in our world, which is merely us, and we're smart enough to usually figure out the difference of, can I really control that or not, and do I invest energy in that or not, is one of the things that I think makes us more successful in life.
So, John, if you take the hula hoop theory and you pair it with the Tony Robbins theory, which is that which is in your control and out of your control, he talks about the fact that if you can step outside of that hula hoop, you're calling it, outside of your circle of influence, that's what he calls it, the circle of influence, and you take on something new. Let's say you buy a new apartment complex. You now have not grown that circle in an oblong fashion. You've expanded it all the way around you, and now you have a much larger circle of influence. So the question comes down to, how do you decide how much circle of influence you want in this world, and how do you keep it to where that circle of influence does not take you down in and of itself? Those are the real key factors, because a lot of people, when they get close to retirement, they start to reduce that circle of influence. They want it to be small. They don't want stuff to be required to do. How do you think, when you, as a mentor and consultant, how do you derive how large that circle of influence should be? Do you have any ideas on that?
Oh, I do. I think that's a great question. You know, I am most comfortable when my portfolio is about 5 properties and 1,000 units plus or minus. And people ask me, they say, John, you used to be a, you know, regional vice president with National Management Company, had 10,000 plus units. And, you know, why do you only want 1,000 units? And the answer to that is that I can operate those 1,000 units directly, you know, from a corporate level by myself. And I can continue to do the things that I want to do and like to do, like the traveling that we've been speaking about today. If I get larger than that, I have to hire, you know, more staff. Then I have to have an office to put them in. Then if I have an office to put them in, I should probably have an office there to put me in. And, you know, now I'm not traveling. Now I'm back to running a company rather than maximizing the investments and maximizing the way that my life is structured to live.
Well, John, I appreciate you coming on, because we've run out of time. Our circle of influence has ended. Thank you very much. And for the rest of you out there, remember this, Johnny Lama, myself, and everybody else, it's not for the money, it's for the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.